Good morning. Now, our garden at the manse has one particular difficulty. And if the wind is in a particular direction, I have to spend sometimes a lot of time doing something. And what might that be? Various answers we could give, but there's one thing in particular I'm aiming at. Why, when the wind is in a particular direction, do you imagine that I have to spend a lot of time bending over, doing something in the garden? What am I doing, do you think? Shows how observant Timothy and Charlotte are, anyway. Stanley? Picking something up, Charlotte. Litter. That's the one. Litter. Picking up litter. Here on the marketplace, sometimes the litter bins get overfull. I don't think it's because people just drop litter everywhere. The litter bins get full, the wind's in a particular direction, and the litter comes in over our low wall, and there it is. And I come down perhaps in the morning, and there is the litter. And so I have to spend a fair amount of time picking it up. What's that, Timothy?
I was under the impression you made us pick it up.
Oh, right. That's a disputed matter there. We'll take that up later, I think. I'll say nothing now. However, there is the litter. Now, I didn't put the litter there. It's not my litter. And many of the things that are there, well, I wouldn't do any of those things anyway. I find sort of cigarette wrappings, and I certainly don't smoke, and I don't advise anybody else to smoke. And there I find sort of lottery ticket receipts, and those have got nothing to do with me. We don't do that. We don't gamble. So I have to gather these things up. Maybe I've got to use that in a more collective sense. We have to pick that up. But anyway, we put that into a bag, and then straight into the wheelie bin. So we tip it all in there, and of course, the day the rubbish comes, away it goes. Now, has the litter left any lasting impression on the garden? Has it left great holes or craters there? No, it hasn't. It was sort of paper, and it's these bits and these pieces, and you can gather it up, you can dispose of it, and away it goes. It doesn't have to stay there. And it doesn't have to leave any sort of lasting impact or lasting damage. Now, the world out there, if we think that the manse garden is like our mind, okay, and there are all sorts of things that are blowing around out there. We haven't created them, right? It's not us. We're not smoking, we're not doing the lottery, all these other things there. But the effects of those things sometimes land on us, and like our mind, they sort of lodge somewhere there. And here is the wonderful thing: we're Christians. We've got power to do something about it without letting those things influence us. Well, you've got stuff you have to deal with at school, and you hear some pretty bad language at school there. And there's some nasty things that you'd rather not see that sort of floating around. Like the rubbish that's all out there, it's floating around. You can't control the wind, I can't control the wind. In comes the litter. You can't always choose, well, I'll keep away here. Suddenly it's there, and you're having to sort of process it and deal with it. But here's the wonderful thing. As Christians in this wicked world, it doesn't have to leave a lasting impact upon us. If we're firm and decisive, like you have to be with the litter, I'll leave it there just to sort of pile up. We wouldn't see the manse garden after a while if I just let that happen. No, let's get rid of it as quickly as we can, get it in the litter bin there, put down the lid. That is then sorted. The litter isn't going to sort of pop out again or do anything else there. It's gone. It's sorted. And we have help. The Lord. For Christians, that is, you're not a Christian, well, you're going to struggle with this and it will take over, your mind can get sort of filled with it. If you're a Christian, you've got help. God's power, God's strength, God, the Holy Spirit, that the things that float around in the world, we can't stop them coming anymore. Build a great big wall, I suppose, there around the manse or some great sort of cage that we put ourselves in, but that's not really realistic. The stuff is going to come in. The wind's in the wrong direction as far as we're concerned. In comes the litter. Going to have to sort it out. I don't do these things, smoking, the lottery, whatever else comes in there. They're not really anything that I do. But it comes. Because, you know, the world is always going to do that. The Bible tells us offences must come. Trouble must come. People doing things we don't like, we don't want them to, but it's going to come. Well, the Bible says, woe to the man by whom those offences come. So there's a warning to all the people who generate these bad things and bad words and bad ideas out there. But we have help. We have help in the Lord. And it doesn't have to stay with us. It doesn't have to remain with us. We can seek his help in prayer. We can come to him and ask for his strength and his power to keep those things out or to get rid of them as quickly as possible, so that they have no more lasting effect than the litter that bounces over the garden and that we sweep away. The people are out there. They're going to come up with stuff. Dread to think what still remains to be done in my lifetime or yours. What wickedness and vile things and evil things that they'll produce or that they'll generate, and the stuff will come bouncing over the wall and hit us at various times there. But look to the Lord. You know, we have strength and power that we can still come through this wicked world, through the wicked culture and the wicked society that we may be in. And know the Lord's help, and who knows, there with his strength and with his help, be able to push some of those things back and to be able to get out there and to influence the salt and light and do some good. So there we are. Sometimes you're going to find you're having to speak with, deal with things that you didn't really want to, not your choice, you hadn't chosen this, you hadn't generated it, but it's hit you. Look to the Lord, that you can come through these things, find his power and his strength and his help, and that you may yet be able to encourage others to turn away from their wickedness. Who knows yet how the Lord may use any one of you to be able to influence in a smaller sphere, or who knows, even a larger sphere, be able to do something meaningful in this world that we are in. So just a thought there, as the wind sometimes blows in the wrong direction and brings things I don't want into the garden. But even so, look out for what comes bouncing over and into our minds. But look for the Lord's help to be able to deal with it. So we have one friend. There is, above all others. That's hymn number 155. 155.